to this, you're probably not in Kharkov. So, never mind. I'm very happy that all of you have gathered here. And together with us are all our friends, all our groups, all over the world, connected to us right now. Let's not forget that they're with us. Let's try to feel all of them with us here right now. Why did we come here? In principle, it says, I see the theme of the convention says, uniting to ascend. We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that everything that exists in nature is the desire to be fulfilled, to enjoy, to evolve, a desire. This egoistic desire is constantly on fire. And every creature drives it. And if we look at it from the point of view of science, then from the point of the Big Bang, the matter began to evolve. Before that, we can know what happened according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We know that the upper light, which we call the Creator, and we call it that way because to begin with, it is the single force of nature that has created the desire and created or made are two different things, actually, because created refers to creating existence from absence, something that didn't exist before, not even as an embryo or a fetus. So the light created the desire and then it develops it. And this is the only act in creation, actually, the creation of existence from absence. Kabbalists explain something we still can't understand this now, because we don't yet have the two opposite states, the two parts of the world. We don't feel the light. Once we begin to feel the light, this primordial force of creation, then we'll begin to understand what it means to create existence from absence. In our world, everything exists as existence from existence. So the upper light created creation, and that desire,
what is it? Can you hear me?
This desire has evolved as a result of the four phases of direct light. These four phases give us, along with the root phase, the basic model for everything that exists.
As a result, the desire reaches a state when it desires to become equal to, equivalent, and have the same status as the light. This is included in the initial thought of creation, which creates a desire. And then we have the descent of the worlds, and we're going to talk about it in our subsequent lessons and seminars, when the light reaches its ultimate actualization in a desire. And what happens is there is a reconstruction of a desire and becomes equal, similar to the light. And in our world, let's jump ahead to our world. In our world, it happens in a way that this desire, in order to become similar to the light, it needs to transform itself, elevate itself to the level of the light. It needs to learn to draw the light in order to transform itself. it is the only way for it to become understanding, developed, and to have reached the same status, the same level of development. How is this done? A desire is created, a uniform, single desire with the upper light. And then this desire is broken into many different fragments. Can you turn down the sound, please? This desire is broken down into fragments. Why? In order so that it could feel truly egoistic, for it to feel the full extent of its nature, where it only wants to fill itself and doesn't desire anything else. This is our state in our world, in this world. We have gradually developed the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels of nature. And with humanity over the last several tens of thousands of years, we have developed and can't come to where we are today. Our desire kept pushing us to greater and greater changes and transformations in society, in technology, in science and culture, in international commerce, in building all the things that we have done. And we have reached a very unpleasant state on the one hand, which is what we feel today, when our egoistic desire has been fully actualized in its ego. And what we see now is a dead end. And this dead end is felt more and more by humanity. Moreover, if we can explain to ourselves why it's happening and use it to get our bearings on the state that we are in, that this state is a springboard for the next state, then we find ourselves in a very special position. It becomes a great help for us in order to reach the next happy state and something for us to aspire to. We understand and we know what's going on. Imagine there are billions of people in the world who exist in a state of crisis, in a very threatening state of hunger and all kinds of nature's blows, climate change. People don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They're losing their jobs. They don't know how to continue to live. They don't want to have kids, to have families. The ego has reached its final state and it has become round. There is nowhere else to grow. We have finished all of our big, grandiose projects and we don't know what else to do. And this state is enveloping everyone in the world. According to scientific data and research, according to what's written by psychologists, analysts, sociologists, and politicians lately have been speaking about the same thing, that the world is heading into the unknown. Except for those who receive knowledge from the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah was discovered by the first man. The first man who discovered it, his name was Adam, 5,773 years ago. He discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah. Soon we will be celebrating his birthday. It's the biblical new year. That's the birthday of Adam. It's not really his birthday, but it's the birthday of his birthday as a Kabbalist. It's the day when the upper world was revealed to him, the upper force was revealed to him. He wrote a book called Rezelia Malach, and from that first discovery of the upper world, from there we keep our calendar from that day. Because the time that was allocated for humanity to attain itself and its upper level, this status of equivalence with the light, 6,000 years is what's allocated for this task. And from that moment, when Adam first discovered the upper world, it has been 5,773 years ago. So now we have 227 years left until this process concludes itself. Or it can happen before that happens, before then. Why can it happen earlier? Because over this, throughout this time, as we kept developing, there were Kabbalists that followed Adam. We were all developing over the course of this time by the egoistic force within us, and we weren't using our knowledge. We weren't using this knowledge in order to rise to the level of this upper light, to reveal it and to ascend to the next level of being, of the next dimension. And this crisis that's happening right now, this is actually something the Kabbalists have written about many, many years ago. It's taking place in order to give us a push for us to keep developing globally together, mutually. And now, by applying the wisdom of Kabbalah, which teaches us how to draw the upper light, this is the whole method. There is nothing else but this. We are in a desire, an egoistic desire, to fulfill ourselves, to enjoy, to fill ourselves with the upper light. This really is what our desire is all about. And Kabbalah is the manual how, in any given state, you can draw upon yourself the upper light to the maximum degree and use its full intensity in order to keep developing. This is the method. There have been people here a long time already studying Kabbalah for 10 years or even more, or even longer. And we lately have started to master the wisdom of Kabbalah in a practical sense. At first, there was a very long period, kind of like a latent period, when we studied it, we spoke about it, discussed it, created all sorts of educational means and books and other things. But today, when this world crisis is really beginning to intensify, our global ego is showing all of us its inability to continue to exist in the old paradigm, meaning when we begin to want to use it in its purest form. It's forced, it's compelled it needs to be transformed, because if it continues the way it's going now, it simply leads to death, to horrible states, and we see this. So many people and masses of people, there a need arises to do something with themselves. And here, we, as the carriers of this method of drawing the light, we must think of not only ourselves, but of the entire humanity. And to this end, we have received this inspiration, this desire to draw closer to it, to reveal for ourselves the meaning of life. And the meaning of life is to ascend to the level of the light, the level of eternity and perfection, the level of harmony, complete balance. And this is the level that we must practically attain, and also to teach the entire world the same, how to do the same. We are interconnected, all of us together, because that desire, which was created by the light, it is only with respect to us, with respect to our sensation, it dissipated into 7 billion fragments, and each of us is a fragment of this great desire. And with respect to others, it's a rejecting force, an egoistic force. But drawing the light is only possible to the extent that we are going to try to unite together. This condition is called the law of equivalence of form. The equivalence of desire to the light, to the extent that the desire, in spite of its own egoistic desire to exert and aspire towards unification, to that extent it will rise towards the light. It will become more and more similar to the light. It's not going to be identical to the light, because it cannot be identical to it in its unity, because this unity, it's false. It's not real. But these attempts that we make in order to unite, these attempts, these efforts, they draw, they result in the upper light as influence on us. It begins to influence us and correct us, correct our egoistic desire from the intention for my own sake, for myself, egoistically, to for others, for unity with others, for their sake. And then, to the extent that under the influence of the light, we're going to be uniting, and the light will be melding us together, welding us together, that this unity between us, it will truly put us in equivalence with the light. It will create between us a net of bestowal, a net of love, where I feel the desires of everyone else as my own. This means, and I want to fulfill them through myself, and I exist for this purpose. Then I exit my ego, and I exist in fulfillment of others. This state is called the upper state, because it's above our ego. And in it, we discover the connection between us as one massive system, enormous system. This system gradually reveals itself, and what we study in Kabbalah, the Sfirot and Parzufim and the worlds, all sorts of relationships between them, these are relationships between us in this system. It's all happening between us, down to this system of connections between us. It becomes the world of infinity, meaning a system of absolute interconnection, absolutely analog, interconnected system, where everything is revealed without any disturbances. The upper light or the creator is revealed in it, in the system. So then, from the side of the creature, from us, there is only one action that we can do. It's a movement toward unification. Understanding more or less the system and why we want to do it. It's not unification in order to acquire something, to profit somehow, to create something together, which is what people in this world do, form some team. No, it's the unification is in order to draw the upper light that would tie us together, genuinely tie us together, and to be revealed within this connection that we make. This action is the only thing we must do. I will repeat myself. There is nothing else for us to do. And everything that we study, how we behave in the group, and all the things that happen, it's only because we're so confused. We're in such a state of confusion. But in reality, this is the only action that we must do. And the light, there's only one action that the light can do. To the extent that we make the attempt, we exert the efforts. And these efforts are such that I always must imagine to myself For instance, if I'm at a particular level and I want to rise to the next level, the next degree, I need to exert this kind of effort here. Now, the difference between these two degrees, it's discrete, meaning our efforts are joint efforts. My own effort is insufficient. I need to be inspired. I need to be pressured. I need to be obligated. I need to be teased and pushed towards this. There is a great opportunity with the help of the environment to create for myself the kind of negative forces that are going to push you forward, prick you a little bit with suffering, with anxiety on the one hand, on the other hand, to draw you forward with goodness, with the sensation that there is something great and beautiful awaiting you. And all of these sensations, they are built on, while the negative sensations are built on pain and envy, everything that exists in our ego. And I want to draw on these forces for them to form, to aim me, to calibrate me correctly. You know, the word stimuli is a sharp stick that is used to prod donkeys for donkeys to keep going walking forward. So I want this stick to be used on me to push me forward, to spur me onward. I want the environment to talk to me about the greatness of the goal and what can be achieved while still living in this world, how we can enter this next dimension, this next level of being and existence of eternity and perfection. I want to be drawn and pushed at the same time, pushed and pulled. And if I exist in the society and I am capable of awakening myself thus towards the environment, and the environment is capable of doing the same towards me, all of us together, then we create the right kind of pressure, the sufficient pressure between us that this delta, this difference, is made between our current level where we are now. We can call it degree zero, and this is degree one. This stage of ours is called the time of preparation, meaning preparation for degree one, first degree. And it's the most difficult one, the hardest one, the most unpleasant one, because we're like blind kittens. We don't feel anything. We don't know anything. We simply need to act blindly, follow what the books say. And even we don't really even understand what the books are talking about. But we simply need to keep moving forward, because correction really does begin from zero. As soon as we achieve this degree, and the light is always influencing us, by the way. It's influencing us at all time. But as soon as we attain this new degree, it changes us, meaning our entire ego, it transforms it, turns it outward, inside out. It becomes bestowal. And now suddenly, instead of rejecting one another, we begin to connect together and unify. And there's a certain connection that's formed, a connected system, interconnected system. As soon as we have formed this interconnected system at the very first degree of our connection, the light immediately reveals, manifests in this connection, and fills this space between us that before this is, was the space where I pushed others away, and now this is the space where I try to connect to others. And this space is filled with the light. This is what we call the Creator's revelation, the first degree, the hardest degree. You know, it's like when a person wants, when a little child begins to walk, it's so difficult for him to do that, to make that first step, to as he holds on to something, when it makes that first, speaks that first word. Nature necessitates that the hardest efforts are done. Look at the little kids and how much they work, how hard they work. They work nonstop. A little child may have a very high fever and still he's gonna play. Still he's gonna want something. No matter what the obstacles are, nothing can stop them. It's how persistent and tenacious those kids are. And we need to take example, their example. This is how we need to behave with respect to entering the higher world. Everything else becomes clear, relatively clear, more or less. Just like with a small child who already begins to walk, begins to speak, and then when he turns 4, 5, 6, this process of attainment becomes more conscious. And the same thing happens to us. As we attain our higher state, it becomes more conscious, more understanding. We begin to learn about the tools at our disposal, how to work them. It's like with a child from age 3 and onward, he begins to understand better that it's better for him to play with others, not by himself. He begins to relate to other people. The same thing happens to us. We start developing the relationships with other people and learn how to work with them and develop with them to build games, which is also why what we're doing. We're engaged in a lot of games together. It seems like it may be something foolish, but it's actually very, very serious. You may think, what are we? We're adults here. We're mature people. Why do we have to engage in these things? In reality, we really do have to, because this development of a new quality, it's the same as with kids. On every level, it happens through games, through seminars, through all sorts of actions. And here is when we get the opportunity to draw closer to each other and to draw the upper light. And even though with our egoistic mind we feel that we're doing actions that are irrational, they're not serious, you're a little bit ashamed of them even. Like you have these adults engaging in these things. But in reality, these are exercises from above. So we want to move against our nature.
We're already getting a serious source through our reason. Of course, it's in the beginning, but it's like a small child that is trying to orient himself in this world and can understand what's good or bad to some extent, can advance further, how else he can get his toys and develop himself more, how to plug himself in, connect himself into things, to understand how to use this upper world for his progress, just as we do. So the most important thing for us is to enter that first step. After that, everything will be clear and understood. Nobody is going to run anywhere from our groups and once again return, because he didn't have the patience in this life to reveal for himself that upper layer. We need to reach this level more quickly in order to for us to be able to help others. Therefore, we have this this inspiration for the next level, to reveal it, to open it. This is our task. The extent to which we aspire to do it for the sake of everybody else, this will be the manifestation of our aspiration to bestow, and in this way we'll get even a greater portion of light from above. So if we together with you would draw a few circles, here's one circle, here's two, and three, here's a small group in which I'm working. Next is a bigger group. All right, with a big group, with a capital letter G group. This is the world group. And next is all of humanity. In general, the light is everywhere here. And all of this area, this volume, is where the light is. It never left, it never went anywhere. When we say that it manifests, we're saying that it'll manifest like in the development of a photograph. Today we don't do that anymore, but it's like when you take a photograph, and then later on, through light and chemical materials, there appears a photographic shade, contrast. So the light is here, but it's just concealed from us to deeper levels. And our aspiration to unity evokes this upper light from within. And so there exists the first. This is when I'm within one group, my group. They're closest to me. You can't do anything about it. That's how we're built. Those people that are in my field of view, I sense them with my body. I hear them. And I work with them intensively. Second is the world group. And this is why we gather in our congresses. And try to be maximally connected virtually. Because the upper light, having acted, makes this system for us. Broken down to several layers. If we, within a group, perform 100% effort, if we perform 50% effort in the world group, it's like we did 100% effort. Because what is accounted for here is the degree of concealment between us. So even if we feel that those people somewhere there in South or North America, Europe, are distanced from us, nevertheless, we try to connect with them and establish common connections and congresses. Still, it's enough. Even if we never reach such a connection for the inner and external, for the internal and external group to be the same, it's impossible. It's only at the end of the final question. But this is still enough to invoke the upper light, so you don't have to worry about it that we're forgetting about the wider groups. It's natural. And humanity, even if we think about it just a little bit, to disseminate, to create all those forms of media and mass media, then this will also be enough in order for, with respect to the upper light, to show, for us to show in these circles in these expanding waves for us to show our efforts in unity. This is how we can work in each of these fields. So, but don't forget that since the light is common and it fills this whole space, likewise, we have to connect to ourselves this space proportionally to how far or close it is to us. And since we see that conditions force us, circumstances force us to put ourselves in a state of the realization of this unity, that's why our Congress is called Uniting in the Name of Ascent, or Uniting to Ascent. I think it's a very serious event. That wish that people have here, the efforts that it took to get here, the preparation that they underwent, together with what with you will continue to do, all of this must give us, I hope, will give us that first step. And all of us, let's just decide internally, each one and all together, that we will reveal it. Well, round of applause. Well, that was a short introduction to what I wanted to say about the purpose of this Congress. I talked about it yesterday. I'll repeat myself today. So a Congress consists of two parts. Today we will have three meetings, each of which consists of the first part is a lecture or a discussion, and then questions, doesn't matter, any questions, preferably in the beginning along the topic of the lecture or the discussion, and then closer, and then other questions. And then the third part is a seminar or a workshop. So we have more of these tomorrow. We'll also have questions and answers after the workshop to understand that. And so tomorrow and the day after, we also have a similar thing. We'll try to be as intensive as possible. We're not distracted by any other things. And now, I was just sitting here, I had my computer over there. I got 40 emails. I just looked at a few that, something that might have been really, really important. The others I didn't even look at. So everything that's not essential in order to participate together with everybody, to imagine ourselves connected to the whole upper light, this is the only thing that has to worry us today. This is what's demanded of us. I exist. Here's me. Oh, sorry about that. That was a little scary. I'm not that thick. Okay, here's me. I direct myself afterwards to the group. in order to unite and in order to evoke the upper light. This light will act on me. In return, so hold on a second, this is first, second, third, the light acts on me in return, the control panel, it unites me with the group into one single whole, this is number four. This is the correction of the Kli. And then afterwards, the same light will show itself in that thing that unites me with the group, that unity of mine with the group. This is four, and this is five. Four and five. That's the only thing I have to remember. There's nothing else here. All of these actions are divided into an enormous system. I have to feel myself above others that I can inspire them, I can elevate them. I have to give them confidence that now we're attaining this. I don't want to let myself have a moment of doubt, even though I have no idea what we're doing. What we're truly doing scientifically. I have no actual experience in this, but this is what I'm doing. So you can't ascend to the next step until you annul the previous step. And you want to go on to the next step, then that's the first thing. So I have to inspire them. I need to help everybody. I have to tease them. I have to tell them that it's all coming. For them to think that I have this, that I'm great and I know everything, that I'm going ahead. This is how everybody is with respect to everybody else. And then such an environment will form that will pull us forward. At the same time, each person must sense themselves as lower than others in order to receive from them what they're demonstrating to him. That there's a great goal, a great attainment in front of us, we're going ahead and we understand. We're not closing our eyes. We know that this is all one game, but this one game is with respect to the light. If we perform such efforts upon ourselves, then within ourselves we create a transition or a difference between the present and the future. This delta or difference, if it reaches its critical mass between two states, then the light will complete it and fill it. We don't know what this chasm is, but it's the first 10 sfirot. It's the first 10 sfirot of our connection, of our kli, of our soul. The soul is that system which is revealed between us, in which all together we feel ourselves above in the quality of bestowal on a higher level. This is what my attitude towards the group should be. Next, attitude to everything else that's happening. Maximal participation. I came here in order to plug in, to connect, to play with everything that's happening here. Just like a small child would do. And then the upper light will act. This devotion of a person, their ability or preparation readiness to tear away from their ego, from the reason that we see doesn't give us anything at this point, but just pulls us down. The degree to which we try to do it, it'll work. Afterwards, we'll have workshops. At the workshops, before every seminar, is Tolik here? Oh, there he is. He'll help us. Not now, before the workshop. He will help us to figure out how to... That's Anatoly. He'll help us figure out how to have the workshops. So if a person, if I hear with my ears that somebody's speaking nonsense and feel it with my brain, then it could be, you know, some nonsense. It could be whatever. But I have to avoid this. I have to imagine it as if the Creator is speaking directly from above. Together with you, we've studied the perception of reality, the opposite reality, which is outside of us, to tune into this reality that's outside of us. Not in my ego, but outside of it, I have to perform an inverse to myself. If what I hear in my ego, I have to perform an opposite action. So I look at him as each of them. I look as a small child would look, and I perceive all of them as absolute sages. The righteous, just beyond any sort of... Whatever they say, it's like higher than all of my doubts. Why? In order to elevate above egoism. In general, I don't really... It doesn't matter what I hear. It's just for performing an inner effort. An effort to ascend above egoism. And then I reveal the opportunity for the upper light to be closer to me. I don't need to understand exactly what they say, although it's desirable for a connection, but it's not the most important. The most important is for me to aspire towards, within all these groups of 10, to feel that inner force. A force which greater and greater is manifested between us. Something that is born from the air between us and suddenly becomes thicker. It condenses and an interconnection begins to manifest between us, like a mother feels a connection to her child. Something that you can't break. It's stronger than chains, than anything. This is how I have to feel that this mutual system of connection exists in front of us, and it's real, and it's really what should exist between people, but it'll be revealed upon deepening into the system gradually until the 125th step. This is what we drew with you earlier. These three steps, so in truth, there are in total 125.
It doesn't matter to me what they are. They may be the most unpleasant, the worst kinds of questions you may want to ask. If it's something very personal, you can come ask me personally, privately, and you can ask. We will be going to the Q&A section shortly. But first and foremost, questions about the material that we have studied, so that we could understand it better together. So this is how it's going to go. Our discussion, then questions and answers, a workshop, questions and answers, and this is the packet we're going to be using. And we're just going to transition very quickly from one to the other. So now Q&A. We have people who are going to be working on who are working the mics. So we just go to them. We're going to begin with women.
Hi, my name is Tamara.
Hold your mic like a baguette.
You said that at this Congress we have to, not only at this Congress, but actively play before us that we're at the next step. So can you direct exactly what it should be manifested in? Should this, is there anything specific that I can inspire my friends with? How can I, what can I do to invoke maximum efficiency, envy?
Thank you. Okay, so we exist in this system as we've portrayed here in this picture. In reality, we exist in complete connection in infinity, the world of infinity. The problem is we don't perceive it. So with our senses, we need to learn to perceive it, that where we really exist, our true existence. We're like blind kittens, and this is why the 125 degrees are called the degrees of revelation, because you reveal where you really exist. It's just that you're not, you're undeveloped, and you don't yet understand where you exist. So there is a great mass of phenomena and objects that exist on these degrees, connections and actions, but we don't perceive it because they exist beyond our five senses. There are some people who sense them a little bit in this world. There are people like that. There are Bedouins on the level of our world that feel nature, that sense nature. And there are also people clairvoyants in this world, like Wolf Messing, who are also capable of perceiving it a little bit. And there are people who are able to kind of rise above time, relatively speaking, in this way. So we are playing as if we're at the next degree. And in this, we desire to draw the force from the next degree in order to pull us up, to elevate us there. This is the same thing we do in our life. People are playing something. I want to become like someone, like a scientist or a musician. I practice, I exercise, I do an exercise, and this is how I become closer to it and equal to it. How is it that these exercises do that? Because the same thing happens. I draw the upper light from this degree. It's a physics, it's law of physics. If I aspire to something, then it draws me towards it and brings me closer. So we need to aspire to this. But most importantly, we need to desire this within, because we are interconnected from the very beginning. And if I desire for this to happen in our concentrated desire that's aimed, everyone's aim is to unify together, then this desire is gonna bring us to it. So there are people who are, you know, they have accordions and they dance and they sing and they inspire people. And then there are other people who are, they're shy, it's difficult for them to even join into a circle in order to sing with everyone else. It doesn't matter. We're talking about the inner pressure, the inner tension to reach the goal. Externally, you also need to work on showing your impression, your inspiration, in order to inspire others. But most importantly is the inner aspiration.
Hi, I'm Peter from Kyiv. I wanted to continue this question and clarify it a little bit. So what is our work in exactly? I'm trying to explain. On one hand, I'm trying to see my friends as great and through going above my egoism, I unite with them and I get forces from them, strength. So I enter a field of bestowal. So externally, I understand. Externally, this force gives me the ability to show responsibility and confidence in the path. But where is my internal work? It seems like I'm missing a critical force. This quality of bestowal, am I missing it, or do I just not understand how to direct it? Some quality is missing. So even if I apply an effort, there's still a sensation that something is missing.
I'm not even sure how to begin answering your question. A question needs to be laconic, very short, succinct. One sentence. Don't worry, I'm going to understand what you mean.
What do we do with the force of bestowal in an internal sense?
Aim your force of bestowal toward all your friends, desire to be united with them. The soon as you make the required effort, as soon as you exert yourself in the required degree, you're going to feel the revelation of the light. That's all you need to do. But one person can do it. By helping one another, by calibrating one another towards this, we can achieve it together. That's it.
Hi, I am Ava from Moscow. Rav, can I truly right now at this moment presently use the force of the world group? Can I turn to the world group with a question? Okay, I have a real question. I had a real chance to make a wish. And I realized that I don't have any wishes or desires. And besides getting a real desire, I couldn't wish anything. And for the last years, I look around and I see everybody has the right desire, but I still don't have it. So now I turn to the world group, to that body that's here, to those parts of the body which are left, and to those that are very far, far away. They're all here. They're all here right now. I have a request. Make you know, your deepest wish. Everybody do it. Rob, you too. I'll feel it. I'll hear it. I'll feel this desire. And I want to feel it. Can we just do it just for one moment? Everybody that came with the right desire here. I want to know this correct desire.
What are you going to give us in return?
The only thing I can give to you is nothing. I have a desire. I got a desire.
You're not going to be able to receive it unless you have the same attitude towards us.
I have a desire. The issue is, I want this desire to be fulfilled. That's my only wish. Is this a correct question?
No.
Great. Is it the correct desire?
I'll explain why. Friends, you need to work out the microphone situation because it's booming from all sides. I'll explain why. There is a thing here, which is called your ear. Yes? This ear of yours, it doesn't hear. In order for it to hear us, our desire, that's what I'm talking about, it needs to open itself to, in its desire towards us, and then it's going to hear, then it's going to receive this information. This is why I'm asking you, what are you going to give us in return? If you don't aspire towards us, you're not going to reveal your ear with respect to us. This is called Or Chazer. I don't know how you write it. Or Chazer. This, it's what you aspire, your desires aspire into us. You want the same thing to happen inside of us. That's when you reveal yourself. So you're screaming, you're saying to me, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to desire it. You should instead turn to yourself and to concentrate, and you'll realize that truly, well, all of us are only thinking about you. In reality, this is the truth. This is what happens when you when the revelation happens.
Can't hear that. The years until you get to the correct desire. Great, huge thank you to the whole world, Klee. Thank you, everybody. The attraction to the goal. In this world, there are so many beautiful, bright people and forces. In spirituality, there's none else besides him. It's sort of dry and of a singular meaning. What is this, attraction that I can have to the spiritual world?
How can I feel the next world as attractive? No, my friend. If you were to feel the next world as something good, then you would aspire toward it with your ego, and you wouldn't be able to overcome it. You cannot see the next world, the world to come, as pleasant or attractive in any way. It is precisely given to you in this way so that you can make an effort. Above your ego, in spite of your ego. If you would see the world to come as something good, you'd be buried in your ego. We would be unable to escape it. You wouldn't be able to transcend this egoistic sphere. Imagine the spiritual world is revealed to you right now. Just right now, this world doesn't mean anything. We see that man is an animal, nothing more. This life means nothing. It's meaningless. It's not worth living and suffering. Everyone will understand. What next? Oh, wow. Now the upper world is revealing eternity, first and foremost, above all of our limitations. No limit in time, no limit in space, maximum, complete, total information, absolute. Time is annulled. It exists only in our world, below the speed of light, as the physicists say. Then information becomes available to everyone, absolutely. You begin to feel you exist in unlimited space. And you have unlimited knowledge about everything that takes place in this entire system and all the worlds in the universe at the same time, because it's an analog system. It's not a tactile system where things happen in pulses in this place and then in that place. No, everything happens everywhere all at once. This is also why it's also at rest at all times. You feel that you exist in it, and you feel that it exists in you. In other words, you are everything. If out of this revelation you'd see even a little bit, glimpse even 1 gram of it, you would become a slave to this sensation. Baal Salam writes in a letter of his, he writes that if it were revealed before the screen, the formation of the screen, before the restriction on a desire is made, when a person is able to control his ego and rise above it, if this revelation were to happen before the screen is formed, then even a single drop of this enormous revelation, enormous pleasure, it would compel us, he writes, to cut off 7 times a day all of our limbs, our hands and our feet, our arms and our feet, just to feel this pleasure once in your lifetime. Can you imagine? You would be a slave. You wouldn't be able to do anything else. You would slave away in order to feel this pleasure, this sensation. You do everything, all the things possible in the group and outside of the group, and if only to feel this pleasure. And then this way you would only move away from it.
But how can we want it strongly?
Ask them. They are the only ones who can really provide you with your future. If they want it to happen, it's going to happen. If they don't, it's not.
Thank you. Good day. The point...
Guys, give me this monitor, please. It's not working.
The point of unity to which we all aspire. Is this where the past, present, and future unite into one point and time is annulled?
That's it as well.
Is this in our sensation?
It absolutely is in our sensations, because our sensations, they develop to a point where we exit our egoistic 5 senses, our outside of our pulse, outside of this existence of ours, and we can begin to understand what it is to exist in beyond past, present, and future. Even today, past, present, and future don't exist. We talk about it. We talk about the shortening of time. We talk about the fact that time begins to equal zero when speed, the closer to speed of light. So we're already talking about it. Our world exists below the speed of light, and the world of the soul exists above the speed of light. So it's the speed of light which divides this world and the upper world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We really should be starting our workshop. Let's go ahead.
Hi, I'm Maxim from Cherkas. Suppose one person from the group crosses the Maxim. What's the best way to use them in the group?
If one person from the group reaches Maxim, that cannot happen. No, one person cannot.
I suppose it happened, though.
It can happen, I'm telling you, it's impossible. Only the group together, several people, but one person cannot.
I suppose it happened suddenly, theoretically.
So what if it were to happen? Suppose that happened, then what?
Then what's the best way to use him by the group?
Continue as before, connect together, and he's going to help them even more intensively. He's not actually going to tell you that he has made this revelation. To the extent that he feels the spirit, senses the spiritual, he's going to speak less about.
Thank you.
But in reality, a person who begins to sense the spiritual world, he doesn't talk about it. There is this restriction, some tsum that happens within the screen, and he doesn't need to advertise this. It's the most precious thing inside of him that he doesn't let out anywhere. And if he begins to teach according to very specific portions. He's never going to boast or work some miracles to others, before others, he's going to know exactly how to ration out the method to others. There are people among us who are virtually already in the sensation of the state. They need to continue to strengthen it, but they're not going to tell you.
Hi, Rav. First of all, greetings from the graduate program of the Neighborhood Education Center. I have a question that I'm asking.
English.
Is there a state where we no longer satisfy our ego and live in pure bestowal?
We rise from our state, from absolute ego, to the first degree, and then we ascend once more to the second degree, second stage. These are two stages, two phases. We studied these before. The first stage is the revelation of the ego on the level of Galgalta Ve'inayim. Is this how you guys write it? No? Galgalta Ve'inayim, meaning Aviyut Shoresh. 0, 1. And we reach the condition of Chafetz Chesed. Chafetz Chesed is bestowal for the sake of bestowal, when we don't want anything for ourselves. This is the quality of Bina. And then, from this quality, we move on to the correcting the Kelim called Achap. I'm writing in English, in Latin letters maybe, that's why you guys don't recognize it. So here we activate desires 3 and 4 of Aviyut, meaning the coarseness of the desire. And thus we attain the level of Keter. Here we have bestowal for the sake of bestowal. And here, reception for the sake of bestowal. Thus, we pass through all the degrees. These are 248 degrees of our desires, and these are 365. And altogether, we have 613. We spoke about it many times. We need to conclude, my friends. Okay, Sailor, go ahead. I'm sorry, we need to move on to the workshop.
Sergey from Dnepropetrovsk. Can you describe our first spiritual step, and how will we know that we're there?
Repeat the question.
How do we correctly imagine the first spiritual degree?
When you're all connected together and the quality of bestowal is revealed among you to the fullest measure, that's it. You connect to others and you feel, you sense that you exist at a higher degree, at the upper world. It's revealed to you. The entire history of humanity, all its entire foundation, all the things that preceded, all the states that preceded, the future state that we're all sent to. We exist there already. We exist along all these 125 degrees. But as you ascend to them, it's revealed to you. So one 125th degree is revealed to you, and the upper force, you begin to feel, to sense the upper force to that particular degree. You begin to sense its laws that are present on that degree, the communication between the souls, all the mechanics, and what it's all moving towards, this attainment of this great wisdom. That's what we call the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's what fulfills us. That's what we call the light of wisdom, or Chokhmah. Therefore, this is what gives us maximum fulfillment. Naturally, you feel that you don't exist in this body anymore, meaning the body continues to exist, but exists alongside you. It exists so that you can continue your correction through it. But all your entire existence is now associated with that level, informational level, and level of fulfillment, which you have now just revealed. That is where you live. That's where you exist. That is your I. Let's end. Let's conclude here. I promise all your questions will be answered. But for now, let us see what a workshop is. Today, this is going to be our kind of like our first taste, our trial run. Ulyanov, where is he? He's on his way here. Give him a chair. Let him sit here. He'll explain everything to you, what our workshop is all about. Everyone's going to be taking their seats now, yes? Okay, come here. Get a mic.